let's get right to it. We do it on Fridays. It's the Roundtable.
Camelot. Camelot. It's only a model.
Well, that's the Roundtable.
From ESPN Asheville, at ESPN Draft Nerd, Jeremy Green and Josh Graham. At Josh Graham Radio, Sports Hub Triad. There's Josh. We're still waiting for Jeremy. There's Jeremy. All right. Gosh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. I'm going to start with you, Jeremy, because you are, if Josh had a better Twitter handle, I would have started with him, but ESPN Draft Nerd wins. Who would you take number one if you were the Carolina Panthers?
Bryce Young, and I wouldn't even think about it. And the minute that
Did you say C.J. Stroud the last time we talked?
I thought they were going to take C.J.
Stroud. Okay, I just want to see. I just want to see, all right?
That's, for me, it's
and that's
Bryce
okay
Young.
Either way.
He's got the better tape, and then I always get nervous when the week of the draft you start hearing all of these negative things about guys,
right?
Because it means that teams are floating them, kind of to position their fan base of, we're not going to take this guy.
Right.
Indianapolis is who I think is doing a lot of this because they want Will Levis. There's nothing negative about Bryce Young other than he's too small.
Right.
And in the league now, I'm just not sure that I care. The line's pretty good. He takes does a good job taking care of himself. And to me, he's just a superior prospect.
I couldn't have said it better. Josh, who would you take first?
Yeah, I'd take Bryce Young as well.
God, are we going to agree on this?
But I'm going to have to figure out a way to make this
an argument.
But going deeper into what he's talking about there, he's demonstrated a special ability to deliver when things break down. And when you look at what really succeeds, what teams are really looking for in the sport today, creativity is at the heart of what makes Pat Mahomes special and what makes Josh Allen special. And aside from the Georgia game, that was a question. That was a problem when things were off schedule for C.J. Stroud. And I think it was really good tape that you had for Bryce Young this past year because it wasn't a special Alabama line. The leading receiver for Bama last year was Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back, the former Georgia Tech running back. So he always delivered. And the thing that he does that I always love is that he keeps his eyes downfield, and when it breaks down, his first thought isn't just to run it. Like the LSU touchdown pass that he had, that is going to be the first thing they show when they announce the Panthers making the pick, when that highlight tape plays, I'm sure. It's him keeping his eyes downfield constantly. Creativity's at the root of it, and that's what you have to pick. I mean, if you want to if you're picking number one, you're taking somebody that has a skill set that is special, that is different, that is elite, to use a buzzword. And when you look at C.J. Stroud, I don't see anything that really jumps out in that regard. And for Bryce, it's that creativity. It's that special ability to, when things break down, make a play.
I know how I'm going to make this an argument. It's going to be fun. But here's the thing. I've been saying this about Bryce Young from the beginning. A couple of things. First is that he is the modern quarterback. He is the guy that when it breaks down, he doesn't. There's no amount of chaos you can put around him that is going to throw him off. He's used to it. We spoke to his high school coach yesterday, and he was doing that back in high school, and they let him do it. This guy was telling the assistants, like, if Bryce does stuff like that, it's okay because he can do it. He understands. He just understands how to play that way. If Bryce Young were 6 foot and 200 pounds, then this would have been a no-brainer. Or, this is the better way, if C.J. Stroud were as good a quarterback as Bryce Young, this would also be a no-brainer. There's just too big a gap in terms of how they play the position, and this is not a knock on C.J. Stroud. Too big a gap between these two that... Bryce Young to me is the only choice for number one. But let me ask you this: this question, and I'll start with you, Josh. Let's just say the Panthers traded up to two, right? And Bryce Young is gone because he is the first pick. Which quarterback would you take?
Oh man, I watched the movie Draft Day last night. Who's to say they want to go all Kevin Costner and just take the edge rusher? And then trade back in the top 10 and take a running back.
No, that's not that was not the question.
It would be C.J. Stroud. It'd be Stroud just because you have the physical tools and you have the Georgia game. So the Georgia game, Nobody against that defense really demonstrated an ability to move the ball on them. And also CJ in that game showed the ability to elevate when things weren't working his way. Like, everybody talks about the receivers that he has. The two best games that CJ Stroud had at Ohio State was the Rose Bowl, which is the biggest stage he played on until the college football playoff, and it was the Georgia game. And in both those games, he didn't have his full complement of talent. Like in the Rose Bowl, Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave had opted out, and it was the Jackson Smith and Jigba show. Jackson Smith and Jigba didn't play.
He's a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's a first-round draft pick. And Marvin Harrison Jr., who's going to be a top five, top 10 pick a year from now, he got hurt early on in the game, and he still was able to move it. So just because we saw it in that smaller sample size and he has the tools and you have an offensive staff that some were saying is like, oh, the offensive Avengers staff that David Tepper helped put together. There's a salary cap on players, not on coaches, and David Tepper took advantage of that. You would hope those physical traits and what you saw in the Georgia game would be enough to be the second quarterback on the board behind Bryce.
Let's see if Jeremy has the right answer, because Josh didn't.
I could not disagree with you more vehemently if I tried. Okay. And I'm going to answer your question with another question.
Sure.
If Will Levis had played at Ohio State with Marvin Harrison, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Chris Olave, and Garrett Wilson.
It's Macy's friends and family. Get an extra 30% off great gifts for her just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off beauty essentials or shop specials she'll love while supplies last. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees at Macy's. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
How would we view him? And would C.J. Stroud have survived playing with Wandale Robinson and four guys that are probably going to be selling insurance?
Can I answer that question? Can I answer that?
That's fine. Absolutely. Why you guys are here. It's a round table.
He was already in the Big Ten and couldn't see the field. He transferred out.
As a freshman. Behind Sean Clifford, who started for 18 years. I think Sean Clifford started at Penn State when I was still in high school.
If he was at Ohio State, he'd be Joe Burrow before Joe Burrow decided he couldn't hit the field and had to transfer out.
So who made that? Who did that right? Joe Burrow went to LSU.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the mistake of Ohio State?
I don't think it was, because Ohio State still followed it up with pretty good talent out there that turned out to be top.
Who did Ohio State choose over Joe Burrow?
Justin Fields.
Who would you rather have?
Okay,
not Jeremy, close. Answer the
Joe Burrow, not close.
Right.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. Letting Joe Burrow walk away for Justin Fields is like wrecking your car and getting a pair of roller skates.
People who said that Tom O'Brien really messed up by letting Russell Wilson walk.
He had no choice.
Who was a really good player in college. Like, Justin Fields took him to the playoffs. It's not like wrecking a Porsche. He did a pretty good job, I'd say.
He's fine. I've been raked over hot coals about everything I've ever said about Justin Fields, so now I just do it to poke Bears fans.
Gotcha.
I think if Bryce Young were 2 inches taller, 3 inches taller,
the Bears might keep the pick.
They would have kept the pick, and the Panthers would not be on the clock. Your answer is Will Levis, right? Your answer is Will Levis.
Oh, no doubt. Okay. Will Levis is my two. Okay.
So you guys both got it wrong.
I was at the Kentucky game last year and watched the Kentucky Tennessee game last year, watching him throw three picks against a terrible secondary. Right. He looks like Sam Darnold 2.0.
Sam Darnold 2, in fairness.
It's not a knock on Will Levis. Will Levis may be good. It's not a knock on CJ Stroud. If you're trading up from 9 to as far as you can trade up, because the Bears aren't giving up the pick and they're taking Bryce Young. If you're trading up to 2 to get the next best quarterback, you're going to take the quarterback that you think has the chance to be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nobody who can, even Bryce Young, who can touch Anthony Richardson's ceiling if he hits. No, I know it's a long shot because there are a lot of moving parts with Anthony Richardson. But that guy, if he hits, is going to blow all the other three out of the water.
1 minute retort, or one sentence retort.
Okay.
He lost to Vanderbilt.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't. He's played no football. He's had 1 year. His physical tools destroy everybody in this draft. I think Bryce Young's going to be great, so it's an easy call for me. But the only other guy I would consider is Richardson because of the potential.
Can I give a short retort there?
Sure.
As well? I am a lifelong Florida State fan that walked into a Florida Gator bar during the Florida State-Florida game last season. And the only way I could have been decked out in more Florida State garb was if I rode a horse into the bar, because I had absolutely no fear that Anthony Richardson was going to beat us.
Doesn't matter. None of it matters.
53% completion.
None of that matters. It just doesn't. I'm not saying he, like, when Cam Newton came out of Auburn, Cam Newton had already established himself as, oh my gosh, this guy is great. Right. That's not the comparison.
To clarify, are you saying floor doesn't matter? Like, for me, Jared Goff seems like the low end of what Stroud is going to become if it doesn't work out. And that's like the safety of that. The safety
to be safe. Are you kidding me? Why would you want to be safe?
I mean, that you want to win.
What are you afraid of? You're trying to be great.
You're afraid
of what Anthony Richardson's what I'd be afraid of.
You're afraid of what happened.
I would be afraid of that too. But hold on one second, Josh. Do I want to be great? That is what you're striving for. I don't want to be 9-8 in the NFL. I want to be great. There's a reason why in the NBA draft, right? There's a reason why everybody is looking for the next great thing, as opposed to, well, because if you were just looking for somebody who was safe, you would take somebody like who you could get at number 21 because, well, you know, he's a little older player. He knows who he is. Maybe we can plug him in. He can help us right now. That ain't what they look for. They look for somebody who can be great, because who wants to be just okay? And that's the reason that I would take Anthony Richardson. The only other quarterback I would consider over Bryce Young would be that guy, but that's okay. See, I turned it into fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
All right, next.
You're also taking that high upside guy in the NBA draft is how you wind up with Nikolai Skitishvili. Just throwing that out there.
Maybe, but I mean,
I'm a Nuggets fan. That was a bad time in my life.
It's quite all right. All right, Lamar Jackson. This is a poll question I have asked already on the show, but I thought since we're close to the draft, let's do it. Most likely, Lamar Jackson starts game one for Baltimore, starts game one for a team not named Baltimore, does not play in 2023, Jeremy.
Starts for a team that's not Baltimore.
Who do you think maybe?
That's where it gets tougher because, Tennessee is the one that makes the most sense, but I'm not sure that he wouldn't get eviscerated behind that line. Atlanta has showed less than no interest. The thing with Baltimore that I can't stop focusing on is when you get the list of visits, you should always pay attention to who the last visit is. And Anthony Richardson's last visit was with the Baltimore Ravens, which means they're doing their due diligence on him because they think he's going to be attainable. And I'll elaborate.
They better trade up.
Well, they would have to trade up for sure. But
going to trade up.
Who? I think they could get into the back end of the top 10 and still get him, which is a lot less capital to give up. And I'll kind of piggyback on something that Adam said earlier. I would rather have Anthony Richardson on a rookie deal than have to pay Lamar Jackson. And Baltimore never overpays guys.
No, that is
so
true.
It's Tennessee. I'm not sure that it's not really clunky. But I will say his next start is with the Tennessee Titans.
All right, Josh, answer the question. Most likely Baltimore, another team, nobody.
Baltimore, and it's because Jalen Hurts' contract that he just received this week. The big hanging up point is that the last big reset of quarterback deals was Deshaun Watson and Lamar feeling like he deserved all that guaranteed money. The fact that Jalen Hurts got $50 million less in guaranteed money while being 2 years younger and doing more in the playoffs is going to give the Ravens an opportunity to negotiate and do something that's a little bit more reasonable. And I disagree with the fact that Baltimore never overpays. They overpaid for Joe Flacco after he took them to the Super Bowl and won it. I think
they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because they won the Super Bowl. What choice did they have?
And Joe Flacco never won an MVP. Last I checked.
Lamar, I know, Jack, but what choice did they have?
And also, Lamar, the day that OBJ signed in Miami, they were together and they went to dinner. They went out to clubs that night. They know each other. That is a piece of this negotiating discussion as well. I think the Jalen Hurts contract really helps. I think the OBJ signing helps. And I also think the fact that they probably should have won that playoff game in Cincinnati with Hundley at quarterback and the realization that Baltimore's probably his best chance to win is going to lead us to a place where Baltimore and Lamar hammer this thing out.
Can I ask a question on that? Because he said something there that's really interesting to me. How much do you think Lamar cares about winning?
Oh, I think he cares greatly about winning.
I'm not so sure he does.
I think he does. I think Lamar Jackson, and this is why logically the Jalen Hurts contract matters, but Lamar Jackson wants the Deshaun Watson contract. So the Jalen Hurts contract doesn't matter. And it should, but it doesn't. And this is what I 100% believe, that Lamar Jackson's not playing football this year. If he does, it will be for another team. But I think the only team that can and should do it, not should. I think there are a lot of teams that should. I think Houston.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags. It's Macy's friends and family. Get an extra 30% off great gifts for her just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off beauty essentials or shop specials she'll love while supplies last. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees at Macy's. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If I'm Houston, I'll make that deal. I'll give myself immediate credibility by putting Lamar Jackson on the field.
With a
new coach.
Unplanned, last two questions, three possible answers, three different choices selected. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
By Jeremy, yourself, and myself.
All right, next topic. Josh, you're up for... And then I guess the last question, if we have time for, is really... kind of a softball to Jeremy. What are your thoughts on the NCAA, whatever committee it is that is going to do this, saying, yeah, we're going to let the clocks run after first downs?
Aside from the final 2 minutes of each half, that's going to happen. Urgency matters when these games are getting way too long. From a television perspective, 3.5, 4 hours long, we're seeing a great effect on baseball, how they sped things up with the pitch clock. I think it's going to be received positively, speeding up these games a little bit. But I'm going to focus more on the health element of this, where everybody's talking about, well, how does this, you know, the schedule
the
being
health expanded. Element.
Yes, the season being expanded to a 12-team playoff starting next year or the year.
Why even bring up health?
Well, because...
Why even bring up health?
I'm telling
you
why.
Can we stop pretending that there's any health issue here?
No.
They don't care.
They are, yes, they do. People on the committee are talking about...
No. Please, Josh, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Don't fall for it. Anytime they tell you it's a health issue, laugh. It's not a health issue.
Well, then let me argue for it. 21.
Why? They're lying to you. If they cared about the health of the players, we wouldn't have a 12-game regular season, plus a conference championship game, plus a 12-team playoff. We just wouldn't. We wouldn't have Thursday games. We wouldn't be playing Tuesdays and Wednesdays. What are we doing?
And let's just say it was an unintended positive health impact. The fact that you limit games, they're averaging that this would affect a game being 20 snaps shorter than what we've seen with the clock being stopped after first downs.
Conference commissioners are just writing down. Let's get on Josh Graham's show in Sports Hub Triad, because he will carry our water about it, this being a health issue.
How can you argue that this is not?
Because they don't care. Single day they prove to you they don't care. So stop carrying their water.
See, just because you're arguing intention, I'm arguing what it actually does that I think is a positive thing. If you have 21 fewer snaps a game and it's extrapolated across an entire season, that actually is a good thing, players playing fewer snaps. So you're asking me if I like it, It's something that I like because of this, even if it's something they didn't intend to do at all.
Way to back your way out of that. Jeremy, do you like the, why don't they just time it like the NFL?
I will say that there was definitely no intent to make this healthier, because the NCAA is basically just Ebenezer Scrooge and Mr. Burns from The Simpsons and every evil wealthy guy you've ever thought of that's just trying to find new ways to make money. Now, from the football perspective, it never made a whole lot of sense to me that the clock stopped on a first down anyway. So I think that's going to make it more watchable. It's going to make the clock make more sense. And we have to build in the 17 replay stops that we have in every game.
Not so,
I'm really glad now we don't at least stop the clock and have to look at every play on replay for 2.5 minutes.
All right, we're way over time, so we're going to make this. I need a 15-second answer for both of them. We're saying goodbye. Jeremy Green, ESPN Asheville, at ESPN Draft Nerd. FSU or Clemson football this year?
Florida State.
Josh,
I'll make it real cut and dry because they're one of the best teams in the country.
I do not disagree with you at all. At Josh Graham Radio Sports Hub Triad, you're on the air soon. Florida State or Clemson this year?
Clemson. Florida State hasn't beaten Clemson since 2014, hasn't been within double digits until this past year. It's in Death Valley this year that they play. Every year there's a trendy team in the ACC. Last year it was Miami. The year before that it was Carolina. Fade that team every time.
Appreciate you arguing history as opposed to I said this year. Appreciate you arguing history.
You taking Florida State in Death Valley?
Yeah, I think Florida State's better.
When's the last time they lost it?
I think offensive line is the answer, and I think their quarterback is better, but the offensive line is the answer for Florida State. When Clemson gets a good offensive line and good wide receivers, Clemson will get back to being Clemson. My opinion. I'm wrong all the time. Josh Graham, Sports Hub Triad, at Josh Graham Radio. Jeremy Green, ESPN Asheville, at ESPN Draft Nerd. My favorite roundtable that I've ever done right now. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. See you now.
Thanks,
see,
Adam.
Oh, that was fun. I need a rest.
It's Macy's friends and family. Get an extra 30% off great gifts for her just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off beauty essentials or shop specials she'll love while supplies last. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees at Macy's. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.